Hello, 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 listeners. This is Sloan, and welcome to Heart Shaped Jukebox. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I am really excited about today, because today is Songs About Courtney Love. Now, you may not know who Courtney Love is, but you do. You just don't know that you know that. She is the lead singer for the band Hole in the 90s, but she's also famous, or, well, infamous, for being the widow of Kurt Cobain. She's also known for being a particularly controversial figure. I don't know how I feel about her personally. I think that it's hard being a woman in front of a bunch of people, media. However, she isn't really sympathetic. She said some not great stuff. Punched Kathleen Hanna in the face. You know, things like that. But I am still very excited about the show. I think I'm gonna probably go and do some interspersed stuff, talk about, you know, the songs, who she pissed off, why, etc. But I think I want to start off with, you know, hearing from the woman herself, Courtney Love. So we're gonna start off with some Hole, and I'll be right back. Enjoy. All right, that was Miss World by Hole off of Live Through This. I love that album. It is one of my favorite albums. And again, despite my feelings of Courtney Love, it's amazing. Hole is amazing. So yeah, Courtney Love kind of, she was born in San Francisco, child of two hippies, massive Deadheads. I think her dad actually managed the Grateful Dead for a short period. Anyways, so she's always been kind of involved in music. She was part of the beginnings of another one of my favorite bands that I unfortunately cannot play because they curse a lot. but Babes in Toyland, the song that I would recommend you listen to, not on air, is Bruise Violet. It's a little bit hardcore, but Kat Bjelland, who's the lead singer, her vocals are incredible. She goes from very like soft singing to just like screaming bat out of hell, and it's crazy. She made a song about Courtney Love, Bruise Violet, and it is basically talking about how Courtney Love stole Kat's look. That's debatable, but probably. I don't know. I wasn't there. Anyways, we're going to move on to some Nirvana and then a little bit of Stone Temple Pilots. We have a great show coming up, so stay tuned, and I hope you enjoy.
Hey!
All right, that was Too Cool Queenie by the Stone Temple Pilots. Up next, we have some Foo Fighters, probably one of the most famous songs about Courtney Love, I'll Stick Around. If you don't know, Dave Grohl, who is the frontman for the Foo Fighters, it was the drummer from Nirvana and had a very, very well-known feud with Courtney Love over many years. Those two don't like each other. He wrote this song basically about her. In the original video, he wanted to be fighting a massive blow-up doll that was of her. However, the studio said no, understandably. So we have Dave Grohl, Foo Fighters up next, and then we also have some Smashing Pumpkins, another little tidbit. Billy Corgan, who is the frontman for Smashing Pumpkins, was involved with Courtney Love. Actually, they were together before Kurt Cobain, from what I understand. She says that a lot of Siamese Dream and a lot of Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness is about her. Again, a lot of this is just alleged, so I can't say for sure, but I don't know. Wouldn't be surprised. All right. I'll quit yapping, and I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. her own adventure.
She's her own adventure.
That gets me in throw. What can I make myself be? Life is strange.
Yeah, life is strange.
What can I make myself be? Fake to make her mine.
Oh,
3, 4.
That was Quiet Room by Babes in Toyland. I felt like it was wrong to not play at least one Babes in Toyland song. I mean, I love the band. They really don't like Courtney Love, and that fits with the theme. All right. It is currently 9:43, and it is time for our hourly PSA. This one's about the Tufts Archival Research Center. Are you interested in Tufts or Medville Somerville history? Consider taking an adventure to the Tufts Archival Research Center. They're open Monday through Friday by appointment starting at 9 a.m., and their walk-in hours go from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Tufts Archival Research Center is home to more than 700 unique collections documenting the history of Tufts and several specialized subject areas. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford. Awesome. All right. Next up, we have You Get What You Give by the New Radicals. Great song. And then after that, we have probably the most out-of-place song in this entire set. I'll probably talk about it more after this next one. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Next up, we have probably one of the, again, the most out of place songs, but I felt like I had to include it. Holla Back Girl by Gwen Stefani. Now, you might be wondering, how did Courtney Love inspire Holla Back Girl? Well, she made some comments in an interview calling Gwen Stefani a cheerleader and saying that she wasn't like that. You know, she wasn't a cheerleader. Whatever. Gwen Stefani didn't like that. And so, as a response, she made this. Hope you enjoy.
Like that, getting everybody fired up. So I'm ready to attack, gonna lead the pack, gonna get a touchdown, gonna take you out. That's right, put your pom-poms down, getting everybody fired up.
Bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-N.
This is bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-N.
All right, we're reaching the end of the show. That was Meet Me in the Bathroom by The Strokes. I think probably my favorite song that I've discovered while I was researching this show. I don't know if it's my favorite song on the show. I think I'll Stick Around is always a classic, but, you know, still pretty good. I am going to go to our last song, which is Heart-Shaped Box, the namesake of this wonderful radio show you are listening to right now. One of my favorite songs of all time. Also about Courtney Love. All right. I'm going to just quit yapping and get to the music. Enjoy.
I wish I could eat your cancer.